Hachette Audio presents Expelled, written by James Patterson and Emily Raymond, read by Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. I honestly don't know how I got here. I understand, of course, that actions have consequences, and that bad actions have bad consequences. Thank you, Principal Deckham, for that pearl of wisdom. But I'm still unclear on the chain of events that have landed me, Theo Foster, B-plus student, school newspaper editor, bookish but essentially normal 11th grader, at my own high school expulsion hearing. I'm wearing a tie for the second time in my life, and my armpits are drenched with sweat. The room is hot. It smells like 6 different kinds of B.O., and there's a panel of Pinewood School District board members shooting eye daggers at me like I'm some perp in a low-budget episode of Judge Judy. The hearing officer, a small, round man in a too-tight suit, clears his throat. "We are now in executive session," he announces. "And the matter at hand is the behavior of student Theodore James Foster. The Arlington High School administration recommends his expulsion for the remainder of the school year for the offense of educational disruption. It will be up to the board to determine if this is appropriate disciplinary action." I can't help it. I glance at the empty seat next to me. "Are you expecting someone, Mr. Foster?" the hearing officer asks. I've heard that some kids show up to expulsion hearings with lawyers. Probably, at the very least, they bring a pissed-off parent or two. "My mom's at work," I say.
"And your father?" the hearing officer asks.
"I'm sure he'd love to be here," I answer. And though I know I should stop there, I don't. The problem is that he's dead, so I don't think he's going to make it.
"Mr. Foster passed away 10 months ago,"
Mr. Palmieri, the assistant principal, informs the hearing officer. I hate the euphemism "pass away." It sounds like a square dance move from middle school gym class. Do-si-do your partner now and pass away on down the row. Incidentally, I also hate dancing.
"Regrets," the hearing officer offers in a monotone. "I will now ask the administration to read the charges and present the information regarding the incident in question. A copy will be sent to Mrs. Foster for her signature."
Palmieri pops right up, salivating at his moment in the spotlight. If I'd thought mentioning my dead father would get me a shred of sympathy from anyone in this room, I was wrong.
"Theo Foster is..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?